Today's Thursday, November 1st, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're here on this Thursday. Let me give you a life word to kick your day off. Luke 22:1-5 says, "Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being one of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and the captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and coveted to give him money." So today we turn the page to chapter 22 of Dr. Luke's teaching on the life of Jesus, and the march to Calvary, it's in full gait. Jesus' public ministry on earth is over. He is hours away from giving his life for you and me. Passover was coming. So millions of people are in Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. Thousands of animals are being brought to the holy city for sacrifice for the sins of the Jewish people. And God had brought his sacrifice to the city too. Jesus, the Lamb of God, he's readying himself for his part of redemption story. The chief priests and the scribes, they're playing their part. And Judas is about to play his role. But look, make no mistake. They're not the authors of this story. They are not the ones making the decisions here. God was writing redemption story. This was Jesus' hour. This was God's hour. And he was preparing to sacrifice his lamb for the sins of man once and for all. You know, you got to wonder about Judas here, don't you? 3 years he's been with Jesus. Think about all this guy's seen, all that he's experienced in those 3 years. You'd think that Judas would have gotten it by now, wouldn't you? What's the deal with Judas? Well, people can go to church every Sunday. They can even enjoy God's blessings and watch God work and still never get it, never give their lives to him. But verse 3, it kind of lets us in on Judas' issue here. I mean, Judas' issue wasn't spiritual apathy. And it's a lot deeper than that. The Bible says that Satan entered into Judas. Man, can't get more plain than that. The enemy of God has moved into this man. But little did Judas and Satan know that they too were working on God's timetable. Look, they were never in control. God had a plan to redeem man from the penalty of sin, and he chose to write his story of love throughout the entire Old Testament. He led the Jewish people to establish customs and religious rituals, and then he worked through those traditions to paint an amazing picture of his love. All these people, they were all part of the master plan of God, just so that he could offer you his Passover lamb, Jesus, the Lamb of God. When you pray today, please lift up in prayer BMA missionary Milan Bulak. He serves the Lord as a missionary in the Czech Republic. And pray for the success of Life Words Tagalog broadcast, will you please? That can be heard in the nation of the Philippines. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 42 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.